Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. Revelation 21, 9 to 14. And one of the seven angels came to me, the ones having the seven bowls being filled with the seven last plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, "Come, I will show to you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me in spirit upon a great and high mountain and showed to me the great city, holy Jerusalem, coming down from out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the radiance of it was like a very valuable stone, as a jasper stone, being clear as crystal. Also having a great and high wall, having 12 gates and 12 angels upon the gates, and names having been inscribed, which are the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. From the east, 3 gates, from the north, 3 gates, from the south, 3 gates, and from the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Last week we focused on the first couple of verses, which is very important to understand this new city, Jerusalem. Remember that New Jerusalem, the holy city, already exists in heaven, according to Galatians chapter 4. And that what John is seeing is the city that is already prepared, coming down, descending down from heaven. Many scholars theorize that it is not going to touch the earth. It's going to be suspended above the earth. But he sees this new city, Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. An angel was conducting him in verse 9. One of the seven angels that had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came to him and conducted him, was his guide. And his communication was that he spoke with John, saying, "To come, I will show to you the bride of the Lamb," that is his wife, that is the wife of the Lamb. We know in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, that the church, the believers, are said to be wearing the wedding garments. We also know from the New Testament that the church is the bride of Christ. What John is seeing in this city is the church, both Jew and Gentile, coming down from out of heaven as a city. Hard to imagine about this city. We saw last week, beginning at verse 10, the carrying away. This angel carried him away in spirit, that is, into the spirit realm, upon a great and high mountain, and he showed to me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down from out of heaven from God. The source is from heaven. Having the glory of God, and the radiance of it was likened unto a precious stone, as the stone of a jasper stone, being clear as crystal. Last week we spent time on the first two characteristics of the city. Number one, the city will have the glory of God. Secondly, the radiance of God's glory coming out through the city looked like, and you'll notice these little particles that are put in front of the descriptions, both in this chapter and chapter 22, which is our last chapter, as he describes the jewels and the colors of the jewels, you'll see a little word that says like or as, which means they are not real jewels. They are like or as the colors of the jewels and the stones that we are aware of. But we're told at the end of verse 11 that the city is clear as crystal, transparent. And then in the middle of the city is the glory of God. That's his person, his substance. And the energy of the glory of God is going to manifest itself through this city, so that when the energy of the glory of God is expressed through this city, what you see are the colors through the clear crystal like a prism. The streets will not be gold, they will be as gold. They'll have the color of gold. And last week we studied in the book of Ephesians about how Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, how that we are a building fitly framed together and that we're growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. He's going to tell us later he saw no temple in this city because we are the temple. Just as individually our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, collectively we're being shaped and formed, and everything happening to us here is changing us to fit into this holy city. We will be a building, and we will be his temple, and it'll be transparent, clear as crystal, and his glory will be radiating out from this temple. We saw from 2 Corinthians 6, 16 to 18, God says, come out from amongst them and be separate. Do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. He's going to dwell in our midst, and we're going to have this close union and intimacy and interaction with him. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, he says, we are as living stones being molded and shaped for the building, of which Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. And he is the stone that the builders rejected, but he's the chief cornerstone of the city. All the living stones are being lined up with him and being developed to fit in to this holy city. So it's taught all through the scriptures about why we have to go through what we go through here. Because each one of us are living stones being shaped and formed for our participation in this city. The glory of God manifesting, shining in the city. He says that the radiance of it was likened unto a very valuable stone, as a jasper stone being clear as crystal. This has to be the largest diamond ever. That's what it is. This entire city, some 1,500 miles cubed. That's how big the stone is. That's how big the city is. It's like a jasper stone, which is equivalent to our diamond today, coming down out of heaven. I have dreams about this all the time. Ever since I've studied it many years ago or took it, I have these dreams of this making this tremendous city, small scale, and putting this big light right in the middle of it and turning it on. Just, oh, gee, the radiance coming out is just going to be glorious. But again, it is as a jasper stone. He doesn't say these are real jewels. He's telling us what it's like as he sees it. Verse 12. Having great and high walls. We will see in our dimensions, because next week when we begin with verse 15, there will be a measuring rod, and we're going to measure this city and find its measurements. We're going to find that its wall is 72 yards thick. The walls are some 1,400 miles high. These great and high walls, having 12 gates, and upon the gates, 12 angels. These are the greeters. We know that God put angels in the garden after Adam and Eve fell into sin. He put an angel there to keep them from entering into the garden. We know at the end of Hebrews chapter 1 that angels are there to minister to and provide for the saints. So you have 12 gates and you have 12 angels, and they are serving duty at that gate, welcoming, providing for those who enter in at each gate. 12 gates with the 12 angels. And names have been inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. These 12 gates represent all of God's work through his people, the Jews. Down through the years, he has used his chosen people, even in rejection. Lord willing, after we get through with Revelation, we'll be in the book of Romans. And Paul is going to tell us in chapter 11 that it was God's designed plan. He even prophesied it ahead of time that they would reject Yeshua as Messiah, which would cause the Gentiles to be grafted in and later cause the Jews to receive their Messiah because we have him. And that this is presented as all being the plan of God. God's chosen people, the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. Verse 13 tells us that from the east, from the north, from the south, and from the west, there are three gates on each side. I think that's kind of interesting because in the book of Numbers, those are the same positions as the tribes that camp around the tabernacle in the Old Testament. Three tribes on each side. The city is going to have three gates on each side. Verse 14, and the wall of the city having 12 foundations, and upon them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. We saw in the book of Ephesians that the church today is being built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. All of God's work down through the ages. When we study God's word, we're studying God's ministry to and through his apostles. When we study the Old Testament, we're studying God's work to and through the prophets of the Old Testament. We're studying God's provision and the phases of development to bring salvation to us in history. We will have a constant reminder that the Jews are God's chosen people and that we are in this city. Our salvation is there, not just because of our acceptance of Jesus Christ, but also because of the suffering and hardship and the work of Christ through the 12 tribes of Israel. His promise is realized through the 12 tribes of Israel. And that the foundations are going to have the names of the apostles. You remember that the apostles, a couple of the apostles were coming to the Lord asking if one could sit on his right hand and one on his left. And Jesus told them, indeed, you will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That'll be during the millennium. But also, the foundation for the church and the gospel and the new covenant has come and been established for us through the apostles. And so each gate will have a name of the apostles. Next week, we will study the measurement of the city. This is just an introduction. We'll get into the measurement of the city, its vastness. I know that many people are aware of the fact that the scripture says that the city lies four square, but it's actually cubed. And we will see that next week, that we will actually have the ability not just to function horizontally, but vertically. That blocks in this city aren't going to be just a horizontal block, but a cube. And we're going to be able to function in all directions. All of this, these large walls and the large city all have meaning. And we're going to study that meaning next week. Let's close with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we've gathered as a family today to celebrate, to remember your death for us. We've, for a few moments, read over the new city, Jerusalem, that it will be us, the finished product, the finished people. And what a glorious time that will be. And what a glorious expression will be through the city. And we pray that, as Paul said, that the sufferings of this present world is not to be compared with the glory that we are going to experience and be in when we leave this earthly life. We only struggle for a few years, but then we're with you throughout eternity. We pray that you would mold us and shape us. Continue to work on us so we fit into your eternal plan, but also so that we can represent you and your Spirit minister through us to others while we're here developing and waiting. We ask for your blessing upon these things in Jesus' name. Amen.